throw balls far. You want good words? Data language.
Talk real sports with a real man.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
And now, here's the be-all, end-all, know-it-all of high school, college, and pro sports. Aaron Skinny Kalk with The Skinny on Sports.
We're talking about practice, man. I'm the MVP!
Good Thursday morning out there, Western Oklahoma. Welcome to The Skinny on Sports right here on 98.1 FM, the Sports Animal. Glad to have you along for the next hour. We'll delve into some of the baseball stuff from the Major League Baseball trade deadline that we didn't get to yesterday. Juan Soto, how much does that really make the Padres a true contender in the National League? What are the Cubs doing? What in the world are the Cubs doing? Not trading Wilson Contreras. Is this Kyle Schwarber 2.0, losing a guy like that for nothing? And just kind of your overall thoughts about that. The ESPN came out with their all-time greatest, basically NFL team, but it's not all 11. It's just like at each level of offense and defense. So the greatest quarterback, the greatest running back, you know, and so on and so forth on both sides of the ball. We can talk about that. Also in the news yesterday, more fallout from Deshaun Watson. The NFL has appealed that suspension. And so now it literally goes to the desk of Roger Goodell. I think this is really interesting to see where this heads and what the ultimate decision is going to be. That should be coming down sometime here in the future. And, oh, by the way, speaking of NFL, they're playing tonight.
Yes.
The NFL is playing tonight. Football is back tonight.
And I'm going to watch the very first quarter and then not
see.
Be
this is where you're. This
and
is,
then I need to get back on the bike.
This is where. This is where your this is where fantasy football leagues are
this
won.
Is where it, I thought this
times
where it,
like tonight.
This is where it begins. This is where you take your notes.
Yes, yeah, in the third quarter when some guy you've never heard of breaks off a long run. Write it down. Put it in the old memory bank for later on when somebody may go down with an injury and you're the first one to jump on that waiver wire on a Tuesday morning to pick up said replacement.
Hey, speaking of fantasy football, I need help with a name. I need to change my football team name.
Yeah, it sounds like there was a bunch of names that people had come up with that are now getting rejected because of vulgarity, it would appear.
I was loosely following that.
Can we not just have our name?
Thread of text that we were getting yesterday.
Yes, I knew about one of those.
It was during one of my busy hours of the day, so I was very kind of loosely following it.
One of the two.
Really, is this what we're doing? Are we that sensitive?
One of the 2 hours where you're busy.
We can't. Oh, that's funny. I just caught that.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about one of the two names.
No, yeah, they're definitely that sensitive about the football fantasy football team names. Why can't it just be whatever you want it to be?
Yeah. You know, freedom.
Gone, even in fantasy. Oh, man, I forgot to bring my little list. Oh, well.
I got it right here. Do I need to steer the show?
I think I went through all of it, didn't I?
What we got coming up? Yeah, there's still some, but.
But there's football tonight.
There is football tonight. I cannot remember who's playing. Tennessee?
The Jaguars and the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders. There's a pretty cool story about Josh McDaniels, head coach of the Raiders, and how he played high school football on that field in Canton, Ohio.
Oh, that's cool.
So he's coming back to coach where he played high school football.
That'd be pretty cool. That's a pretty neat
thing. Yeah, it's a high school field.
Yeah, I know. Do they play like? Is it like special, or does a high? Is,
no,
it, a,
I,
is it a homes?
Yeah.
Is it Canton High School's
a,
home school?
Yeah, whatever.
Field,
what are
whatever?
The schools?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's their field.
Well,
they actually play there.
I didn't know that. That's cool. Yeah, that'd be neat.
Speaking of high school, I heard this the other day. Did you know that the first African-American head coach in the NBA and the first African-American Major League Baseball manager went to high school together?
What are the odds of that?
I would say one in a billion.
Wow.
Bill Russell and Frank Robinson went to high school together.
Wow. Like same class? Or
yeah, went to high school together, yeah.
That's amazing.
How amazing is that?
That is amazing. Man.
Think about all-time high school duos. I mean, we always get to hear that Matt Stafford and Clayton Kershaw went to high school together.
Yeah. Right.
Are we...
But legends like that going to the same high school. I think there's an... I mean, what's the high school name?
Somewhere in San Francisco or in the Bay Area. I can't remember what it's called.
I mean, do they name the high school... Who do they name it after?
Oh, whatever it is, because you can't choose.
Or they hopefully they name the gym after Russell. And,
probably.
You know.
Now, that probably could have happened.
Because, I mean, typically that doesn't... Typically you're lucky to get, you know, one person who does something legendary from your high school, and then you name the high school after him sometimes. You know what I mean?
Or something.
Something like that.
I don't know that we're just hauling off. I don't know if we're hauling off naming high schools after people.
You know what I love when we talk about naming schools? Tom Landry Middle School on King of the Hill. I've always thought that was funny.
And maybe somebody gets their middle school named after him.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Wouldn't
it sound weird if everybody's going to Roy Bell School instead of Clinton High School?
That would be, yeah, I could see that.
Aren't we thinking that's
a little
odd?
We don't do that out here, though. We don't name high schools after people out here in this part of the country.
No, the high school already has a name.
Right. Typically, you get that when towns have more than one high school. You know what I mean? But even that, it's like East Town, you know, like, I don't know, I'm trying to, Edmond North, for example.
Right.
You know, Edmond Santa Fe. There's always the town name in it.
Yeah.
You don't see it named after people.
Mm-mm. Not very often.
You know.
Certain things get named after them.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Like the Susan Powell Fine Arts Auditorium or the Kelly O'Hara Performing Arts Center.
Right. Now that's a full show right there. What should certain venues in Western Oklahoma be named after who? Now that would be up for debate on a lot of things.
Whoa!
What if the field at Big Elk Stadium was going to be named? Who would you name it after?
That's an interesting one.
See? Or the court in the Pioneer Center? Who would you name it after?
Yeah, that's interesting.
And the list can go on and on. The football field in Clinton, the football field in Weatherford. I mean, there's tons of great players who played for them. Who would you name it after? Who would have the right, or coach, to get it named after?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about Hammond right now.
Okay.
Do you name the court after Ryan? Do you name the baseball field after Damon? Do you name the court after Coach Megley?
See? That is a debatable topic.
Because he went across all those,
teams. That's a debatable topic. And there's really no wrong answer in some cases. What about over in Leedy?
Shane Kauk Field.
A lot of baseball players gone through there.
Yeah,
it's fairly obviously
Monty Ferris, but
yeah, but my point is that across all the great towns here in Western Oklahoma have produced a lot of great coaches and athletes. You don't see a lot of that either, named after people, for like gyms and courts and fields.
Yeah,
you don't see it.
I mean, it's named after a street
or press boxes.
Here. Oh gosh. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Don't open up that can of worms. Oh man. Now that's a good topic for a rainy day.
Yeah, that's so
for an off season that we might encounter. In case in another 100 years the world gets shut down, we'll have that topic in our back pocket.
Now, see, this is I like where the text messages are heading here. Mm. The skinny memorial press box.
Memorial?
Yeah. Does that mean I die?
Ooh.
Ooch.
It's a little bleak.
The problem for us is when it comes to this, a lot of these things don't happen while you're doing it. It happens when you're done.
Right.
So are we going to have to...
Wouldn't you want to be around to see it named after
you?
Oh,
heck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be cool.
Yeah.
I guess the problem is, are we going to already be named?
Is it already
by the time we get done?
I think we need to put in another 10, 15 years in that press box.
This has sparked.
I'm telling you, that was a good topic.
An amazing amount.
Yeah. It can go on and on.
We got to vote for King Richard and the Hammond thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monty Ferris, Don Carmen.
Fun stuff. Anyways. I didn't mean to spur that topic, but...
You just derailed the show.
I didn't mean to do that.
I think the derailment started when I forgot to bring the rundown. 225-9698 is the phone or the text line. 225-9698. Give us a call, shoot us a text. We can talk about any of those things. Whatever else might be on your mind, feel free to chime in at 225-9698. If you're going to be outside the listening area, a couple ways to stay in touch with the show. One of those is log on to kadsam.com. The others download the Paragon Communications app. That app's got it all. It's got Big Elk TV, Paragon TV, 3 radio stations, The Penny News. Brand new edition of the print copy of The Penny News is out everywhere. Go pick up a free copy of that thing and check out the deals this week. You also have the Skinny on Sports podcast. It's on iTunes, kadsam.com. Yes, Woody Roof Field. I was there when it got named that.
Over at Weatherford.
Yeah. Yes.
Woody Roof Field. Now, when did that happen?
2000 and... It's the night that the lights went off. Were you there? I think it was the year before you jumped on the broadcast.
Well, I mean, even when I was on the broadcast, it was always the last game of the year, and I had to leave.
This was early.
Okay. Then, no, I was not.
It was early. It was would have been the 2017 football season, 2018 graduating class. Chipper and Bryce and those guys.
Yeah, it was right the year right before.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was that night. Because Elk City was there, they did it then with having a whole bunch of people there. You know, some guys that played for Woody, obviously from Weatherford, but then they had the some of the Elk City guys that were there as well. So that's when that happened. So that's been about 5 years ago, I guess, or 7 or whatever. I'm not very good at keeping track of how many years that's been.
Oh, it flies by.
I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
You're getting asked to keep it PC.
With your fantasy team name. I always keep it PC.
Mike Lee Stadium.
I need to come up with something clever.
It's going to be hard for anything in my mind to trump the Tornado Bowl.
Oh, is there a...
Yeah, Mike Lee Stadium was a...
I could see the field being named after Coach Lee.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's certain things you just kind of...
You just don't touch.
It's already set in stone.
Right.
Or it's going to be hard to change what people call things.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I could see the field being named after him. Sure.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I see.
Aethas Fantasy Team. That's just your name.
Well, that's not creative at all, but that's probably the only name that ESPN would accept.
They didn't like some of the other ones we had.
Yeah.
All right, so yesterday, as most people probably thought would happen, the NFL has appealed the suspension of Deshaun Watson. So what happens now? Well, essentially it goes to the desk of Roger Goodell, and then he makes the decision, the ultimate decision, on what happens. There's been some reporting. I heard it mentioned this morning, and I've seen it in some different places, that before the Judge Sue Robinson's suspension was handed down, the NFL actually, the NFL and Watson's people were kind of in talks back and forth about what, you know, maybe to settle out of court, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. And the NFL's idea was 12 games and reports of a $10 million fine, which Watson's people said no to, and for good reason, since they had the feeling they had, and were, by the way, correct, that it wouldn't come down that way from the judge, and it didn't. It was six games and $0 of a fine. Right? I think it's almost like that whole thing was a little bit like a dog and pony show, because if Roger Goodell doesn't like what happened, Roger Goodell will do what he wants to do.
Right.
And so I don't know if this is just a way to expedite some things that, you know, to take some of that off of his plate from a PR standpoint, but I don't think there's any doubt that the NFL is still going to get what they've wanted. And to me, that is a complete year-long indefinite suspension of Deshaun Watson. Because here's the problem if you're the NFL. What are they going to do if they don't appeal this? They let Watson get off, oh, not scot-free, but essentially scot-free with six games.
And no fine.
And then all of a sudden it comes up, he's playing at the end of, I think it's like October 22nd or something like that, is the first date that he's back. What happens if he plays two games and then at the 1st of November, boom, there's like four more of these pop up that nobody knew about? Mm.
Yeah. What do you do then? Yeah, I mean, as drawn out this been, would he still play until they look at it for, shoot, how long have they been looking at this? Almost
a year and a half.
Yeah, I see the conundrum there.
How much do you think the decision of the NFL is going to – how much do you think that what the Browns did with the way they manipulated things with the contract and with the signing bonus, how much do you think that's going to play a part in what the NFL decides? Because it would make sense that a bunch of the other owners on a bunch of the other teams are pretty pissed about what they did to try to circumvent the rules, knowing that he was liable to be suspended for the year. Structure the contract the way they did by giving him $45 million as a signing bonus, only paying him $1 million this year with a cap hit. But then also, not only that, but they've also completely revolutionized what the market is for quarterbacks by giving him not only $230 million, that's one thing, but it's all guaranteed. And so now all the other owners are upset with the way they structured it, and then also upset with the way they transformed the market, because now they're left, it didn't matter to the Kyler Murray thing, but also Kyler Murray had a couple of, you know, hiccups or problems that didn't allow, but this guy, I mean, what the problems with Kyler Murray weren't even close to what this guy had, and he still got, they still gave him all that money guaranteed. That's why, as much as the other stuff, for sure. But I think the Browns, he's going to get hammered because of what the Browns did as well.
As far as when a fine comes down?
And a suspension.
Right.
You know, because
– hurt the Browns, make the Browns pay this guy even though he's suspended, or
– make the Browns pay with a lost season by suspending him for the whole year.
Yeah.
You know, because they were kind of trying to have their cake and eat it too by paying their guy, the guy they wanted to be their quarterback – in ways that aren't normal. But I mean, obviously, yeah, you can give them upfront money, but then only that million. I mean, you're giving them 46 a year for 5 years, but the way you did it the first year was almost anticipating a suspension of him, mm-hmm, and then allowing the rest of your team to be built as great as it could be without that money counting against them after he gets suspended.
Yeah, so you're anticipating something from the NFL to, like, a suspension that not only suspends Deshaun Watson, but also hurts the Cleveland Browns.
Well, of course it's going to hurt. I mean, no. It just hurt them because they're going to have a lost season.
Right.
Because they're going to have no chance to make the playoffs if Jacoby Brissett or Josh Rosen is their quarterback.
Right.
And it's like they tried to tinker with the contract in order to build their team around Watson, even though they were anticipating him not being there.
Yeah.
Shady. Slimy
stuff.
Absolutely,
absolutely. It was shady just when he came up to go to Cleveland. Even before the contract. And then the contract was revealed. Like, golly, this is just icky, and it's very Cleveland in a way.
Yeah. And this is, Wes very makes Cleveland. A great point. I hope they find him $45 million since they structured his contract so they wouldn't get hurt. It's exactly, just take away all. I mean, it's hard to take away the whole season, but I know what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, you know, that obviously hurts Watson financially, and he's going to have to, because, you know, the people screaming at the top of their lungs about, he was suspended a year for the whole year last year. No, he wasn't. He got paid.
Right.
He got paid. That's not being suspended. You get suspended, that money comes out of your pocket. And so right now, we mentioned this on Monday, out of the $230 million that are guaranteed to him from the Browns after they gave him this contract, after they knew all about this, as it stands now, he's going to end up getting $229.65 million of that contract, losing out on only basically $333,000 for the 6 games he's suspended out of not quite a third, or a little bit more than a third. 6 of 17.
From the text line, wouldn't bother me if they pulled a Pete Rose.
Not letting him, just ban him forever.
Just ban him forever.
I mean, the guy, the argument can certainly be made, the guy should be in jail. Now, we've gone through the difference between the criminal and the civil, and, you know, the fact that the judge, I mean, the things that the judge did tell you, she doesn't believe what he did. She believes he did what they said he did, but there's not really a criminal statute for it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, mm-hmm. there is for, you know, police officers, and when you see these things happen in, like, prisons, where the sexual assault hangs on those guys, like the jailers and that type of people, because of their influence over the people that they're,
right,
you know, being predators on. There's not really a statute criminally for NFL quarterback, even though that's exactly what this is. I mean, in some ways, when you start hearing kind of what was happening, in some ways it was almost like more prostitution than anything, where, you know, the Texans were right there enabling all this by renting hotel rooms, bringing in these gals. You know, it was almost like that as much as what you would call an assault. Because I think when we think of sexual assault, we're thinking of he forced them to do, physically forced them to do,
right,
something they didn't want to, where it was more of a control and a mental forcing,
yeah,
than anything. And the problem is, while that's almost even sicker in a lot of ways, mm-hmm, there's just not a criminal statute for that. That includes NFL football player, the way that it would with, you know, a police officer or anybody in the corrections department, or, you know. So I fully expect this to be a year long thing, fully, and probably double-digit $1 million fine. Otherwise, if Goodell doesn't, then any of this crap about social justice and having the backs of women is done. No one will ever believe it again. And so this is the time where, if Roger Goodell really believes in any of that, and it's not just for show, then he has to absolutely hammer him. And I believe he will, because everything you hear is that the NFL is sickened by all of it. What he did, what the Texans did, what the Browns did, the whole thing as the full circle is going to, they're going to get hammered, I think, every party involved.
Do you think that, you know, the ruling came down from the judge first. Do you think that somebody told Goodell, listen, this is how this is going to happen. This is what's going to happen. She's going to rule, and it's going to be a very minimum light suspension. Next up, this is, you know, you take over, you do what you want to do. Or do you think he is, or could be, the NFL in him, could be reacting right now because of the court of public opinion?
I just saw
where
because
if it's
go?
The latter, that makes me disgusted. That disgusts me.
Waiting to take the temperature of the public opinion,
the public,
and then
okay,
see.
Well, yeah, this is okay. We need to make the NFL look good, so we need to come back and we'll appeal this and add on to it best we can. You see what I'm saying? Or does he? Okay, this is a process. We know what's going to happen. We know what the reaction's going to be, and now we'll appeal.
I just saw Charlie Robinson of Yahoo he just posted an article when we went on the air, so I didn't have a chance to read it. But it implied that the NFL has known since June that they weren't getting the full year, and so they've had the month and a half to start preparing for what they were going to do from an appeal standpoint. It just popped up right when we got on air, and I haven't had a chance to read it. But that tells me there's two things. One, I think it would be possible in other situations that the NFL would. I mean, if you don't believe that, Ray Rice is a perfect example. Without that video ever getting out, Ray Rice is suspended two games. Now, they can lie to you and tell you they didn't see the video either until it magically came out. Mm-hmm. Really? You thought you had it under wraps.
The public has the same privilege as the commissioner. Come on.
I mean, that's exactly. And so, once it comes out, Ray Rice never played again. When you see the viciousness and the violence of what that attack was. And so that doesn't give you a lot of hope that the NFL will do what's right, because we've seen them not until the backlash hit from the public.
Right.
So that's one part of it. But the reason why I don't think it would be like that is because of what the Browns did with the contract stuff.
Yeah.
If it was just Deshaun Watson still kind of hanging out there in Houston, not traded for, not given all this money up front, not finagling the system the way that the Browns did, then I could see where maybe that temperature is taken a little bit by Goodell and the decisions made then. But because, I mean, this is you always hear this phrase, and to me this is truly one of those protect the shield moments. The shield has to be, if that's what it really is, and it feels like that's the way it's been since Goodell's been the commissioner, right? Protect the shield at all costs, whatever that means. This is one of those moments where he has to. Because otherwise, this isn't what happens when the next one pops up? And if it's even worse.
Yeah.
You know, what are you gonna do when you've got a serial rapist on your hands, which you could say that's what this is in certain aspects, but what if you really? But you know, nobody will come forward and you know and charge it or actually file a complaint. Then you know, where does it stop? At some point, it's got to stop. And this is this thing is so out there, and it's so in the public eye that it's the perfect opportunity to stop it and mean it. And I think Goodell I really think they understand it, and I think they're all mad. Not necessarily at, unfortunately, they're not as mad at what Watson did as they are at the Texans for enabling it and the Browns for doing what they did with the contract and trying to pick this guy up and work the system as best they possibly can for a competitive advantage on the field. And that's where I think you're going to see a hammer time coming down on Watson. And whether or not it's for the right reasons or not, that can be debated, I guess. But at least it's going to happen.
Players Association, their reaction when that hammer comes?
What can they say? They're done. I mean, the problem is,
are they going to be forced to try to protect this guy?
They can't. that they have collectively bargained to agree to this process. So it's done.
There's no more appeals.
No, you can't appeal.
I thought I heard this morning that they're threatening to take it to.
I mean, they could sue in court
to
or something.
Court, yeah,
but that's all as far as the CBA that has been agreed to. Then that's the end of the line. Now they could go to court and sue. But that's not that's something outside the purview of what the CBA is.
Right.
What about the teams? People are texting the text line, hammering the teams would be beneficial. I could not agree more. I think in some parts, by suspending him for the year, I don't know that hammers the Browns, but it certainly is a punishment to the Browns by forcing them to have Jacoby Brissett or Josh Rosen as their quarterback. All the other guys that they've got on their team lose, just get a year older after this is over. What seems like after it's over, is that enough for the Browns to just essentially lose a year of competitiveness, or should there be something more?
I almost agree that it is enough if he gets the full year. But you think it should be a fine on the franchise, a lost draft picks? Is that what you're thinking?
I think that stuff is more on the Houston side.
I do too.
Because, the Browns, as disgusting as what they did is, they didn't necessarily do anything wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as the rule, I mean,
all the controversy aside,
morally, it's completely wrong.
Yeah,
but as far as actually,
they didn't break any NFL rules. I mean,
to me, Houston's way more on that side of it.
Right, agreed.
Because Houston was renting out hotel rooms for this guy, and don't tell me that with all the PI. I mean, if draft day is to be believed. What was that guy that kept on coming up with all the dirt?
On
Bo Callahan?
On the quarterback?
Yeah. What's that guy? Everybody's got one of those.
Oh, yeah. I forget his title, but
everybody in the league has one of those. And so
they put the $100 bill in. And
Yeah. That everybody's got probably multiple ones of those with connections. So it's don't tell me that Houston didn't know what was happening. And they didn't know what they were renting those hotel rooms for.
Right.
And so that's where I think you have the league would have more of a basis collectively in the bargaining agreement to be able to dole out a punishment like that on them versus the Browns. As slimy and as nasty and as morally corrupt as what they did was, I don't know that they really broke any rules. And so that's where their punishment of losing the guy that they sold their soul for is to not have him for a year. But that also opens up the opportunity for one of those other guys to play great and in Cleveland reap the benefits of it. So, I don't think any punishment would be enough, if that makes sense. I think you're always going to hear somebody say, "Well, it should have been worse," and that's a fine place to stand. Short of Watson being in jail and him never getting to play football again, I mean, at that point, I think then you're in the process of doing that. Interesting name brought up, Donald Sterling. He got his franchise taken away out in L.A. with the Clippers.
Right.
Maybe. I'll tell you what, let's take a break. Because I want to compare that to what Jimmy Haslam has done. Maybe that's the punishment that you can dole out to the Browns is taking away that franchise from Jimmy Haslam because of the sliminess of what he did. Hashing out what could happen or what's been happening with the Deshaun Watson appeal by the NFL. I mentioned Donald Sterling on the text line. He's saying Houston's owner should for sure lose his team.
Well, the difference there between, and while I agree with that, if one, he was completely complacent and he knew what was really going on with the team arranging the hotel rooms and the masseuse and all this stuff, and they knew without saying, like, okay, this is what's really going on behind those closed doors. If they, I mean, I completely agree. And then if he knew, the owner himself, if he knew. But the difference between that, between him and the Clippers owner is that wasn't there audio evidence of him being just a slime ball?
Yeah, audio evidence, you know what I mean? Of kind of being a little, there's racist stuff.
Right. I mean, I'm just looking at this from the legal side of things where if the NFL were going to try to strip him from ownership, he could sue their pants off because, like, you have zero evidence that I knew. You're just using an opinion. You're just trying to piece this together. You're slamming puzzle pieces together here and trying to make them fit. So, but I agree. I agree. It looks like they knew a lot. And they did nothing to stop it. They inhibited this.
Yeah, not only did they do nothing to stop it, they enabled it and helped it happen.
Exactly. Now, how far up does that go is what I'm asking. Do you think the owner knew? Do you think he knew?
100%.
Okay.
They all know all this stuff.
But again, I agree that...
Now, there is plausible deniability, as with anything.
Right, right.
That the further up the chain of command, the further away the actual things get. I mean, just watch The Godfather. Michael wasn't the one out there killing off Hyman Roth and all them. His people were. That way he could deny if it came down to him. That's what's happening here. In a lot of ways, I mean, Donald Sterling, just from memory, I mean, he was kind of a little bit of a slumlord for rental properties and was, you know, a lot of what he did was verbal. He was just saying bad things. These dudes are doing bad things, right? I mean, it's funny that this hasn't really been discussed much because it's not hurting anybody's feelings.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's not hurting anybody's feelings in this day and age. So it's okay. I mean, come on. I guess what I'm trying to say, if what Donald Sterling did was enough to lose his franchise, what these guys are doing is damn sure that, if not more. I mean, a lot of people would say that folks in the Houston organization ought to be in jail. Along with Watson, whoever's renting the hotel rooms, whoever's picking up these ladies, sending the car to pick these ladies up, ought to be in jail.
Absolutely agree.
And since that's clearly not going to happen, then you get to the discussion of, okay, now you can't own one of these franchises. And, you know, and then, you know, the sliminess of the Browns. I mean, my gosh. The Browns are going to be the Browns. At the end of the day, that's what this has taught everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's just sickening. Yeah, if words have consequences, what do actions mean? I mean, unfortunately, though, doesn't it feel like that's where we're at in life, in society? Oh, you hurt my feelings. Cancel. Oh, you really committed a crime. Let them off. They didn't mean to. They didn't say anything. They didn't hurt anybody's feelings by saying anything bad.
It's a difference, but true, yes.
The difference between people getting mad at somebody sending out a mean tweet and people not getting mad at somebody cratering an economy. That's okay.
At least he didn't hurt my feelings.
He didn't hurt anybody's feelings with his tweeting. Anyhow, we're going down. We're going down a path we don't want to go down there, but it feels like that's just where we've become, where we're at right now. But I fully expect Watson. I think he's getting the whole year. I think he's going to get a multi-million dollar fine from Roger Goodell. And if Roger Goodell doesn't do it, then he is going to get ripped to shred. I mean shreds. Ooh, I'm not saying that one, but I agree.
I can't type or click fast enough to get there.
We kind of hinted around the edges of that, but let's go to stay with the NFL. Let's go on the field. Did you see this ESPN deal? So there was like a 50-person panel, and basically the question was, who is the GOAT at every position? Okay. Offense and defense.
Okay.
And I saw this defense yesterday. Now I've found the offense. I think they did the – it was in the other order. But I think it's a little bit more interesting to do the defensive players. Because the offensive players, it's like, okay, there's a couple of debates. But for the most part, you kind of have an idea who it is, right? I mean, it's Brady. It's Jerry Rice. It's, you know, you can argue all day about running backs. But on defense, I think the – there's more debate. Okay. So we'll start.
I'm having trouble finding that article.
Go to NFL and scroll down about halfway.
Okay.
Maybe or so on ESPN's website. So if I just said, okay, Jared, who is the greatest defensive end of all time?
The greatest defensive end, so
edge rusher of all time.
Well, I mean, right now, man, there's a guy that's still playing. Well, I can't find the article, by the way. Lawrence Taylor would have to be up there.
Lawrence Taylor was the name that 40 of 50 of these guys put as the greatest edge rusher of all time. He's a Hall of Famer, 10 Pro Bowl selections. You find it?
Finally, yeah.
142 sacks, intercepted 9 passes. I think he was the scariest one.
Yeah.
I don't think he was the greatest. I think the answer is twice now put on the text line. I think the greatest edge rusher of all time was Reggie White.
He was very good.
He posted 12 double-digit sack seasons in 15 years versus 7 out of 13 for Lawrence Taylor. I think Taylor, like it's if you want to say, it's almost like a little bit of the Jack and Tiger debate. Was Taylor's top-end best better than Reggie White? Yeah, maybe so.
Like prime versus prime.
Was Reggie White's career better than Lawrence Taylor's? Yeah, I think so. And so, you know, I would Reggie White was dominant. And just more consistently dominant, I think, than Lawrence Taylor. But those two names are kind of in a class by themselves. Although I will say, if you listen to the hour after us, and they talk about this, I promise you Pat Jones will say Bruce Smith, which Bruce Smith was awesome for the Bills. He was the one thing in those Super Bowls as a Cowboy fan, as a little kid Cowboy fan, he was the one thing that terrified you. Is Bruce going to break Troy? And then what happens? You know, it never occurred, but that was the one. He was scary. He was very, very scary.
All due respect to Bruce Smith, but when I was a kid and those Cowboy teams were playing, I thought they were unbeatable.
Well,
so nothing about the Bills scared me.
Right. Bruce Smith did.
But I was a kid.
Bruce Smith scared me to death. All right, defensive tackle. This is a runaway. There's a runaway for a guy that's playing right now. Aaron Donald.
No. Can I pump? This is best player ever?
Best defensive tackle ever.
That's a bold statement to say we're still watching the best ever play defensive tackle.
Well, he's won the defensive player of the year 3 times. He's been first-team All-Pro 7 out of 8 of his seasons. He's the only defensive tackle to ever record 20 sacks in a season. He's had at least 8 sacks in all 8 of his seasons. You know, a lot of those, the metrics that they can go back and put on things, he wins. It's pretty, I know what you're saying. Like, are we sure that a guy that's playing right now is the greatest?
It always goes back to me. You don't realize they're the greatest till it's done.
Right.
But yeah, there's very few that you can say they're still playing a sport or doing anything that we think, oh, we're watching greatness right here. That's very few you can tag that on.
So a guy that I would that would come to my mind, if it's not Aaron Donald, would be Mean Joe Green,
yeah,
of the Steel Curtain.
Yep.
Okay, I just told you what Aaron Donald was. 3 defensive players of the year. 7 out of 8 years he's been first-team All-Pro. On the other side, for Mean Joe, he was defensive player of the year twice, and he was first-team All-Pro 5 times. I think people our age and older would immediately say Mean Joe Green. Right now, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot in the older generations that would say that, who actually watched him play.
Mm-hmm.
Our man Jim would probably say that.
Yeah, I mean, it's Aaron Donald. It's hard to argue against Aaron Donald.
It is very hard. The stats right now, and they're just, I mean,
right.
Could they, I mean, dare
his
I
accolades.
Say, could they get better?
Right.
I mean, can he continue this trajectory of, or even just the same pattern of averaging everything you said every season? He's a young guy, and there's a lot left in him.
Yeah, if he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think.
Yeah, you're seeing more and more of these young guys
quit earlier.
Quit earlier and earlier.
I think you're looking at a guy, if he wants to, and he plays 2 or 3 more seasons at the level that he's played, you're talking about a guy that's going to Brady this up, meaning his stats are going to be so much better in his accolades and his accomplishments, so much more than anybody else. There's just not going to be an argument,
right?
At least until somebody else comes along. Linebacker is an interesting one. Just first name that comes to your mind is who?
It would be Lewis.
Ray Lewis?
Ray Lewis, yes. I mean, that's when I was, late teens, early 20s. I mean, he was phenomenal. But that'd be a guy that I would think of. Now, that list could be a little bit more broader, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Dick Butkus is obviously one that would fly to people's minds.
And he's on this list.
And he was second in the voting. Ray Lewis got 23 of the 50. Butkus was 13. This is a stat that I didn't know until reading this article. Ray Lewis is the only player in NFL history to have 40 sacks and 30 interceptions in his career. And he led arguably one of the greatest defense of all time, at least for one season.
Mm-hmm. The interception stands out. That has to be a record for a linebacker. You don't think of linebackers when they drop back. You see it, but they're not. You know, they're more of a go get the quarterback, nose dog. You know, bird dog the running back downhill. Real good ones are. But the interceptions, you've seen the tipped passes and they come up with them, or, you know, suddenly you're dropping back in zone, they fly up and get one.
Yeah, some
but,
guy
but
named.
But to do it a lot, I mean, to have that many, that's a pretty good for a linebacker.
Some guy named Don Shinnick holds the record with 37. Stan White, 34. Jack Hamley, Roy Jordan, Nick Bonacani, 32. And then there's 31 with Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
But when those guys are nowhere near this list, the only guy that's even close that's on the other votes getting list is Jack Lambert with 28. And then you got to go all the way down to like 25 with Ted Hendricks. There's been a bunch of good ones. I mean, this is one that's kind of what do you like, what do you not like? You know, Ray Lewis, you know, he had 40 sacks, 30 interceptions, and maybe a murder.
Maybe.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Careful.
Allegedly, you had one of those too. I would take Butkus just because he's got an award named after him.
Yeah.
Corner. Oh, hang on. We better take a break. We're only going to get through the defense, obviously. Maybe not even completely
maybe not
through
all of, yeah. Always fun to talk about, especially.
I mean, it's NFL day, right?
It's NFL,
NFL
day.
Starts tonight.
Yeah.
It's NFL day. We also got to hit the softball. I forgot to bring up something that.
Right.
I've been wondering. Yeah, we're not going to get through the defensive side of this ESPN list. Everybody can go look at it, ESPN.com, and then start trying to kind of think of who you would have as the best all-time at basically every position group in the NFL. With a game coming on tonight, the Hall of Fame game kicks off at 7 o'clock on NBC. It is the Jaguars against the Raiders. Then tomorrow, we've been talking about this all week, tomorrow night, 6:30, here at the Fiveplex, it is the Players versus Parents Grudge Match Numero Dos. They did this last year. They're going to do it again this year. The players will play the parents. It's a fundraiser. And I got to thinking to myself, well, how are they going to raise the funds? What's the fundraising aspect of this? I found out. Admission is going to be $5 to get in to watch.
Okay.
Which, I mean, let's be honest, $5 to watch a bunch of parents try to beat their kids in softball. Very, very good choices, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that it? That'd be a lot of fun. I mean, I hate to say this because I don't want to jinx anybody. I don't want to put it out there, but I'm just going to say it. It's going to be worth $5, or even if you're feeling more generous, they'll accept any donations you would give. If you want to pay 20, that's fine too. But isn't it worth that? To see the possibility of somebody have to be carted off with a hammy pull or a rolled ankle. And I'm not talking about the children.
No, I'm talking about the
parents.
We're not wishing injury on anybody.
No, we're not wishing it, but, you know, that's going to be kind of in the back of your mind when you see some guy take off for a shot into left center field. Like, is he going to make it? Not make the catch, like make it through the play. I know that's what I would be feeling if I was out there.
I kind of wish it was still a natural track out there with the dirt and everything to
see. Then that would be unfair.
See the parents
try to
slide.
Stay down on a ground ball and it come up and hit
them
in the chest.
No, sliding. I want to, you know, getting dirty in the dirt.
Oh, are we sure there's going to be sliding?
They want to be safe. They might want to try to slide. On that turf, it's fun to slide on when you have the right apparel on. Just ask any one of those girls. It's fun.
Will there be anybody in jeans?
I'm gonna bet yes on that one.
You think there'll be jean wearers?
Cargo shorts with bright white shoes.
And here's gonna be a problem with that too.
With maybe shirt tucked in.
Maybe some really bright legs. For some of those that don't ever wear shorts. It's going to be tomorrow, 6:30.
Get that dad look going on.
Yes, dad bods galore at the Players versus Parents. Grudge match number two for Elk City softball. I can't wait to see how they do. That team, they have a chance to be a really, really good team. Hey, we had a request to keep going, so let's keep going. Cornerback.
We got 1 minute, so.
Cornerback.
I shut it down. Let's. Neon Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders was the highest vote getter with 32. If it's not Deion for me, I would go with Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
Charles Woodson did it at a high level for a long, long time. But when you talk about Deion Sanders, I mean, he was a guy that literally kind of shut off half the field a lot of the games.
Yeah.
With the way that he was able to affect the game. Safety.
It was amazing to me when he came back that one last time for Baltimore, and he had an immediate impact.
Right.
I didn't think, man, he's just trying to extend his career.
It's a father figure, not a dad bod.
A father figure. That's great.
We've also got, there will be a bunch of living legends out there. Safety.
Oh, go ahead. Tell me.
This was some of the closer voting.
Yeah,
they voted Ronnie Lott, which Ronnie Lott, I mean, he lost a finger, for goodness sakes, while he's playing. But I'll take Ed Reed.
Ed Reed was good.
He's the only free safety ever to win the Defensive Player of the Year award. Mm. Tied for most interceptions in postseason history. 13 career touchdowns, posted the most interception return yards in NFL history. To me, he had it both. I mean, Ronnie Lott would punish you. Maybe not as good at coverage. Ed Reed was both. Kicker is a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
Or is it?
This is kicker slash punter, right? I just got caught up again. So, yeah. I mean, Adam Vinatieri has the rings. But what do his stats look like?
He's got the kicks, man.
Yeah.
What'd he win? 2 Super Bowls? As time expired?
Yeah. He was clutch. I like the argument for Ray Guy, though. You mentioned awards named after somebody. And we, as football purists, know how valuable it is to flip the field. That guy could do it, from what I'm told. Never saw him.
He kicked Vinatieri 2 game winners in Super Bowls. He made 56 field goals in playoff games, including going 5 of 7 from 50 in the playoffs. He's also the all-time leader in points.
Now, he was a guy, if he missed, you went, whoa.
You know who else is like that?
Who's that?
Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
The only problem for Justin Tucker has that kick up at Denver to be able to get in that Super Bowl winning season for the Ravens. He's just, you know, the problem for him, Adam Vinatieri had Peyton Manning and Tom Brady as his quarterbacks. Justin Tucker had Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
So he didn't get as many chances to shine in those really memorable moments. So I'll stick with Vinatieri. Tucker, though, whew, that guy's good. Returner or a special teamer?
I agree with this pick of Devin Hester. He was on a tear. I mean, he was a guy. Why would you even kick to him? Why would you even give him the chance?
All-time leader in punt return touchdowns with 14 and non-offensive touchdowns with 20. I mean, the only guy I can remember in my lifetime where every time he touched it, in the special team situations, you were almost surprised if it wasn't a touchdown. It got to that level of insanity. One guy that I'm glad was mentioned, though, and that he was just kind of like the ultimate football player, Steve Tasker. You remember Steve Tasker for the Bills?
Yeah.
He was like the gunner.
Yeah.
He didn't
yeah.
touch the ball.
Yep.
He was a wide receiver, but he became so valuable on special teams that they essentially took him from being a wide receiver because they didn't want him to get hurt so he could play special teams. I'm glad he got a nod, but if you're talking about returners, it's not even close. Devin Hester takes the kick. All right, that's the defense. We'll do the offense tomorrow. How much fun?
That's pretty cool.
Thank you guys for texting in and getting involved. That's got to be a record. I'll count them up. But it's got to be.
It started with the naming of fields and courts and gyms.
Yeah, I know. Went to stripping franchises away from people and ended up with Brian Urlacher. Everybody have a great Thursday.
You've been listening to the Skinny on Sports podcast with Aaron Cowan. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to get alerts of when the latest podcast is available. Thanks for listening.
That ball is blistered around.